Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is Bernadine Jocelyn. She is with the Blandin Foundation, a Director of Public Policy and Engagement, and welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Jim. So happy to be with you.
Well, of course, most folks in outstate Minnesota are pretty familiar with the Blandin Foundation. There have been a lot of things that Blandin has done to improve the lives and the communities in outstate Minnesota. Tell us about the work that you do specifically, Bernadine.
Well, thank you, Jim. One of the areas in which the foundation has been working for the past decade is around helping community leaders bring home the benefits of a broadband-enabled economy to the communities that they serve and the residents that they serve. And you might wonder why a foundation like Blandin, our mission, as you mentioned, is to strengthen rural Minnesota communities, might focus on broadband. And we've just come at Blandin to recognize that the internet and the ability to use it and to be connected is fundamental to everything that we do and we care about. And that for communities to truly be able to thrive in the new economy in which our competitors are not just Wisconsin and Iowa, but Singapore and Beijing, that we have to have the technological savvy and the access to the internet. And so we've been working side by side with communities to help them get better about setting goals and then working aligned together collaboratively to achieve those goals, to bring home the benefits of digital technology.
Well, it does even the playing field, that's for sure. And one of the things that we often talk about when we have discussions about broadband is the quote-unquote last mile. And that is something that you have to wrestle with when you get into, you know, very sparsely populated areas.
You know, it absolutely is. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, where it's profitable to offer broadband services and internet connectivity services, it's being offered. And that what we're faced with as a society now is to help address connectivity challenges for those communities and those people where it isn't profitable or you can't make a good business case to do it. And so that's why it really does demand collaborative community engagement to get that done, because the free market alone has failed to do it.
Right. And so what you do is try to facilitate collaborations with maybe units of government and utilities and those kinds of things?
Yeah, kind of set the table to bring people together, the schools, the Chamber of Commerce, the business community, local government, teachers, learners, everybody together. Everybody's going to benefit from broadband, to define their goals and then plan for how they're going to meet those goals. And that's our role, is to really support community leadership and help people be more effective together.
Bernadine Jocelyn, she is Director of Public Policy and Engagement at the Blandin Foundation. Bernadine, thanks for being my guest today.
It's my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.